Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today and tomorrow. The three-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are taking part in the conference. Home Minister Amit Shah has called for establishing a common anti-terrorism squad ATS structure across the country and directed State Directors General of Police to implement it at the earliest. He said, common ATS structure for the police across the entire country provides an opportunity for uniform preparation to counter terror attacks at every level. Mr. Shah was speaking yesterday after inaugurating the two-day Anti-Terrorism Conference 2025 organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi. He noted that the NIA has worked extensively to develop a common ATS framework and has already shared it with state police forces. He said a uniform structure will ensure standardized preparedness and response mechanisms at every level across the country. The Home Minister highlighted the need for building an impenetrable and strong anti-terrorism grid in the country for coming generations so that they can firmly confront the future challenges. Mr. Shah stressed that the country must stay two steps ahead as the landscape of terrorism is changing due to the use of technology in terrorist incidents. The Union Minister Shah added that the government is bringing an action plan to launch a 360-degree strike on organized crime. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. In the special series, Year of Reforms, today our correspondent brings a report on India's progress in the taxation sector in 2025.
India's tax history reflects the evolving relationship between the state and its citizens, from the oppressive soil tax challenged by Mahatma Gandhi in 1930 to income tax rates touching an extreme 97.5% during the 1970s. Excessive taxation fostered distrust, fear-driven compliance, and widespread evasion. The tax reforms initiated by the Narendra Modi government over the past 8 years and decisively carried forward in 2025 mark a clear departure from that legacy. The key pillar of this transition is the next generation GST reforms. This year, the system was rationalized into two main slabs of 5 and 18% with clear classifications, easier registration and simplified compliance.
देश के आम नागरिक को टैक्स की मार से निचोड़ा जा रहा है। ये हमारी सरकार है जिसने टैक्स को बड़े पैमाने पर कम किया है, महंगाई कम की है, हमने देश के लोगों की आमदनी बढ़ाई है और बचत भी बढ़ाई।
The impact has been visible in consumption and revenue trends. India recorded its highest ever Diwali sales at over 6 trillion rupees. Strong Navratri demand and record automobile sales in October. Households are expected to save about 2.5 lakh crore rupees annually due to GST cuts and income tax relief. This year, tax reforms represents not just fiscal restructuring but a philosophical shift where trust, simplicity and transparency are driven growth and compliance. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingan Longkumar, has expressed deep sorrow over the passing of Tripura Legislative Assembly Speaker Biswa Bandhu Sen. Describing him as a seasoned parliamentarian and devoted public leader, Mr. Longkumar said Mr. Sen's long service as Deputy Speaker and MLA from Dharmanagar reflected his commitment to democratic values. Recalling their association through the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, he said Mr. Sen's passing is an irreparable loss to the Tripura Legislative Assembly, the CPA fraternity and the people of Tripura. Mr. Longkumar extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and prayed that the Almighty grant them strength and courage to bear the irreparable loss. And in women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in 5-match series. Chasing a target of 113 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 115 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in just 13.2 overs. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.